have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Praise the Lord, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Hallelujah. Put your phone on mute. Good evening, everybody. How y'all doing on tonight? We bless the Lord on tonight. We honor him on tonight. Amen. We are thankful, grateful for all the things that God is doing, all the things that he has done, and all the things that he's about to do. We honor you on tonight, oh God, and we're coming here with a fresh word from the Lord. We are excited to be here tonight. We are happy to be here tonight, overjoyed to be here. Amen, because God is doing just what he said he was going to do. He's not a man that he should lie. He's the son of man that he should have to repent. If God said it, he's going to make good on it. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know that there are a few. I'm getting a lot of texts about they can't get on. They can't get on. They can't get on. It's got to let them. It keeps hanging them up. They can't get on. Listen, all I can tell you moderators to just tell them to call three-way with someone or to just keep calling or keep trying. That's all I can tell you. I don't know what's going on. It's like every time I don't know. It's been happening like this for it's a month now. It's like when I get ready to come on, if it ain't one thing, it's another. I bind the devil and his works in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Amen. And the producer said it could be your phone carrier. Amen. So, you know, because we've been having we're able to get on, and now it's just like, I don't know who y'all got. But I can't worry about that because I got to give y'all what God gave me. Amen. Now, we need to to talk about things that we need to really pay attention to, because there's a lot going on, and people God had begun to say this year that we should be able to collaborate, but we can't collab with people that does not have the same mindset. Amen. I can't collab with you, and you always got my name negatively in your mouth, or you're trying to poison or to sabotage what God is doing for me. I can't collab with you and you hate my guts. Come on here. Now, only thing I can do with you when you hate me is if God give me an assignment and it entails you being a part of it. Yes, we can do that together. And then after that, we're going our separate ways. Amen. I don't want to jump ahead of myself because I feel my hip leaping right now. Glory to God. Amen. So just keep calling in. Amen. If you can't get to the moderators, don't call me. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we thank God on tonight for each and every one of you that are tuned in. Amen. We bless him. We worship him. We honor him on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm excited, you guys. I don't know about you, but I know I'm excited. I am excited, excited, excited. Amen. Because God is up to something. You better hear what I'm telling you. Hallelujah. So we just thank him. Amen. So I guess you guys have had enough time to go ahead and to tell someone that I'm on. All right? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So listen, we are getting ready to give all these great shout-outs. Listen, I got to shout-out people who make things possible for me. I got to shout-out people, and I want to give every one of you a shout-out tonight. But if you did anything to help me continue to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you have sown into my ministry, or if I've done anything in your life, you know, I just want to take this time out to just tell you we appreciate you. Amen. And I give honor tonight to Dr. Kimmy Kim. Amen. And the Elations family. Amen. I thank God for her and all that she does for us. Amen. And the people of God. Amen. I'm telling you, God is doing great things. And sometimes, I want to say this to you guys. Stop despising small beginnings, because sometimes because your vision of what you have thought, maybe you're not even working the vision yet that God gave you. You're just doing the work, but you're not really working the big vision, right? So don't despise it if you only have an office with four rooms in it and a little room y'all make out of a lounge or whatever have you. Don't despise small beginnings. Even if God didn't give you the mega church, everybody's not called to be a mega pastor, right? So don't get mad if your church is small. Don't despise it, because if you pray or preach to 1,000, if you preach to one like you preach it to 1,000, God will expand you. I'm telling you, he will in his own time. So we're going to go. I want to thank God for my husband, Bishop James Hunter. Amen. I thank God for the Forever Flowing Ministries family. Amen. I thank God for the Body of Believers International Prayer Line. I thank God for our merit to ministry. We are thanking God for all of the other ministries that are under us today. We just want to say, we want to give God a big shout out. We thank God on tonight. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for what you're about to do, for what you're already doing. Lord, we love you, we honor you, and we give you praise. Father, let me be your mouthpiece on tonight. Let me speak, hallelujah, for you, oh God. Lord, give me the words to say. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, thy strength and thy redeemer. And so we say thank you on tonight. Amen. So we are happy again. Amen. Dealing with these sinuses. We thank God that we are well as we are. I know you guys have heard about tornadoes tearing up Mississippi and Alabama. I'm thanking God that we are signing in. All is well. Even on today, yesterday, last night, night before last, and even on today, all is still well. Amen. And I thank God it's out of here. Amen. So we're going to go ahead. If you have your papers, pens, notebooks, Bibles, amen. We're thankful tonight, glory to God, for what God is getting ready to speak to us. These things we need to know, right? We need to know because we are always, you know, trying to do things with folks that don't even give two rats about you. They don't care nothing about you. We're always finding ourselves the one that's always, everybody needs your assistance, and there you are. When you need somebody, ain't nobody there for you. No one shows up because they don't value who you are. They don't value the anointing that's on your life. All they value is what you can do for them, what they can get out of you, all right? And I bind that usury spirit that some of you have, those of you under the sound of my voice and those that will come back by replay. I bind that usury spirit because it has to be killed. It cannot continue to go on any longer because it is a strong spirit. Amen. And you know, to be honest with you, some of you using people so bad to the point where you know you're not good. I mean, you just, I don't know what to say. And it hurts my feelings to see good people get used. If you don't want to, for an example, there's a relationship. A man wants to date you or whatever, but you don't want him. You don't like him. You don't like the way he looks, right? You don't like the way he dressed. You don't like the way he talks. You don't like the way he smells. He's not tall enough. He's not light enough. He's not dark enough. His eyes are not yellow or green or whatever color you're looking for. But you'll use his money. Make it make sense. That sounds like prostitution to me. Oh, what it sound like to you, Bishop? Prostitution, that's what that is. So on another level, amen. But I'm going to leave y'all alone for a minute. Amen. We're going to go ahead over here. How can two walk together except they agree? How can two people who say they love God walk together except they be in agreement? They cannot. They can't. And somewhere, something is going to go bad. Somewhere, somebody's going to do something to make the other one mad. Somewhere, if you're not in agreement, it's not going to work. For an example, we could be business partners. I may have an MBA, and you may have a PhD, and it helps to for our business. We both need the degrees that we have to produce or to have a profitable business. But if we're bumping heads the first week into the business, my God, we're going to have some ups. Either what's going to happen is we won't be able to get along. Our business may have to be, you know, to break up, disperse. But we can't get a lot. We can't work together because we don't agree. It's like we got the big eyes and the little you syndrome. No, it shouldn't be that way. We should be able to work together. God does not want us competing with one another, but he wants us working together. Amen. So tonight we're going to talk about a few things about your team members, partners and business partners and whatever, you need to know who's on your team. The Bible talks about know them that labor among you. How are you going to know them? Well, by spending time with them, you know, by talking with them. You know, y'all coming together with ideas, being creative, amen? You know, you're coming together with your money. That I'm not putting in 20 and you're only putting in 3,000. No, we're going to be equal partners, right? Or if not, we're going to have it written that, well, because you came in with 3,000 and I had 20,000, amen, I shall have 70% of, I own 70% of the company and you get 30%. Or I ain't even got to give you that much. I own 80% and you get 20%. All right, but whatever it is, when you coming in unbalanced like that, you have to have stuff in writing. Amen? Somebody say, get your stuff in writing. All right? Because otherwise, you're going to have a big mess. You're going to have a big fallout because you don't have your stuff in writing. Amen? Can y'all hear me well? I didn't ask that question, but I need to know if you can hear me well. So you need to know who's on your team. And every person in ministry, you need a team of intercessors. Amen. Because if you're like me, you travel, you get called on, God sends you, so you travel. And so you need a team of intercessors. Amen. And all they do is intercede on your behalf. They cover your assignment. They cover the regions that God allows you to go into. They cover the airways. They cover everything, even until you get back home safely. And at home in your bed, amen, they still have to cover you, amen? So you need a team of intercessors. As for me, I have to have prophets on my team, amen, all right? And you need experts in every area, experts in every area. And as for me, I need a doctor. I need a lawyer who's good within, you know, not just one, you know, being one. You know how you got some lawyers and they, their expertise may be one thing. I need them for multiple things. So I need attorneys. I need, when I say doctors, because if I'm going to a foreign country, I need to know which shots to get. Not only that, may have to take my doctor with me. He may have to go into these countries with me, right? So I need that as well. I need bankers. All right. Yeah, I mean, I'm just telling y'all, I need some CPAs. Amen. Everything that whatever your expertise is, I need it to be on my team. Amen. So I have, you know, need an accountant. I need an accountant, right, to handle business. I need a treasurer. Yes. I'm just teaching y'all on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So I need somebody that is truly sold out for the work of the ministry. Amen. I got my CPA, master CPA. This is a master CPA, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Amen. Glory to God. So listen, you guys, when we talk about walking together with someone, let me say this to you. What's truly in a person's heart, if they low down and dirty, if they conniving and scheming, if they, you know, a user and an abuser, if they are mess makers and all of the third, what's truly in their hearts will show up in a minute. All you got to do, listen, all you got to do, if you really want to know how they think about you, all you got to do is be climbing the corporate ladder. Start climbing the charts. You may be a entertainer, and we're going to say, you know, musical entertainer, gospel artist, recording artist, climbing the charts. Or you may get ahead, amen, be getting ahead of them. Honey, God can be blessing you whereby you don't need them anymore to take you places. Or when you're not asking them for prayer or asking them for advice, listen here, I'm telling you, you will see the monsters that was hiding behind the mask. I'll say it again. When you start doing better than them, and listen, you only can be making 25 cents more than them. You'll begin to see that monster, that ugly monster that's hiding behind the mask. Oh, Lord, have mercy on tonight. Thank you, Lord. So listen, in picking your team and dealing with your team, y'all, just so that you'll know, I'm coming out with, you know, some a book, ebook, for those of you who are in business and those of you who are in ministry. This book will be beneficiary to your team, you know, so they have guidelines to go by. Because, you know, you have people that come and say, well, the Lord told me that I was going to be your armor bearer. The Lord told me that I was going to be your assistant. Well, I don't need a cup bearer, armor bearer, a Bible carrier, a purse carrier. Amen. All right. I need some working people that can work with me. Amen. See, because when we get caught up in the titles, we lose the servanthood. And I don't ever want to lose that. Because what is ministry if I can't serve? Come on, somebody. I'm talking good, better than y'all sharing on here. Yeah, what is ministry? Y'all even not even texting me like you should be. What is ministry if you can't serve? You might as well sit down, amen, and give somebody else a job. Amen. So that's going to be conversation and what is expected of them. So with me, I want to tell you what I am expecting of each person. If you are a floor, if you are with the floor monitors, if you are my adjutant, if you are an armor bearer, if you are a intercessor, if you are a, what else do I need, administrator, amen, executive administrator over my affairs, you know, a part of the ministry part, I want to train you. I'm going to teach you. I want to tell, we're going to have conversations, right, about what is expected. You will know what I want, and you will know what I don't want, amen, because how can people know how to do a job if they have not been taught? See, you know, and so this is a big thing that leaders, and I'm not talking about just church leaders. I'm talking about corporate America. You always want to hire the person with the most degrees. You always want to hire, but you would rather not hire the one with the degrees, and just get somebody who knows, have the experience, whereby you can underpay them because they got the experience. They don't have the MBA or whatever. So you'll underpay those people. But then at the same time, because they have not been trained by the owner or by the one or by the CFO, CEO, or whatever, the operations manager, they go and do anything and mess up. Well, you got to train them. You got to train them what's best for your company. You got to train them what's best for your team, right? Glory to God. So, also, you know, we got to understand that what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing being a part of a team? What is expected of us? Amen, to being a part of a team. Glory to God. So, listen, I don't care if you know these people or not. Listen to this. Jealousy is as cruel as grave. There are people would link up with you because of prestige, because of luxury of everything, because of money. They'll hook up with you because of your influence, because of your notoriety, because of your education, because you're in the who's, your promising career, or wherever they think you headed. Come on here. They'll hook up with you based off of that. And don't Big Mo know you? They have never seen you before. Don't even know if you can carry out the job or if you can even show them what to do. They don't even know if you qualified to even lead them or to, Lord have mercy. They will hook up with you just to say, let me talk about these clout chasers. They'll put your name on every application and you don't Big Mo know these people. I used to have people that would call and say, I hired such and such because they told me that they knew you and you knew them and you sent them. And I'm like, baby, who you said? And then they're like, give me the name. And I'm like, honey, I ain't never heard of that person. They lied to you. And then they say, I knew it. I knew they didn't know you. Because one thing about it, if you ask me first, I can give you a reference. I would, being based off of who you are. And, you know, I'm not about to give no references or no good references, amen, to people who doesn't deserve it, because people will hire you based off of my name, my word alone, because my word is my bond. It's good. So if I give a character reference or any other kind of reference, and then they know me, they'll hire you just because. But no, some of y'all go and lie and say you know me, and then you go over there and you make my name look like mud because you didn't do your job. And so I stop giving people references unless they are in the ministry and I know their works. I got to know your works, because it's sometimes you use people's name and you don't bit more want to work. You lazy, sorry, trifling. You come to work late, not groomed, looking like the junkyard dog, and say you know Apostle Hunter. You telling the bald-faced lie, because Apostle Hunter's not going to sign off. In this hour, I'm not signing off on nothing, these people. I'm not signing off on nobody. You're going to have to get it how you get it, because if you live it like that, I'm not giving you no so don't come to me asking for no a reference. So can I use your name? No, can't use my name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. I'm not being mean. I'm just having people just do some stuff they ain't got no business doing. So in picking out your team, you need the plan of God. You need the plan of God, leaders, and you need to be able to, they should have a plan of God as well, especially if they're going to be any kind of leaders, right? The mission of God. You need to know the mission of God. All of this should be discussed. You need to know the timing of God, the direction of where God is taking you, amen, and the provision of God. For where God gives vision, he gives what? Provision. Come on, God always provides. Where God gives vision, he always gives provision. He provides. Now, if he don't provide, it's because it wasn't his vision. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. If there's no provision, it's because it wasn't his vision. Lord, have mercy. Lord, I thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus. All right? So, you know, you're going to have to learn how to, with all these people using you and stuff, you know, and they're trying to dictate to you what you should be doing and how you should do. Amen. Even, you know, and even want, don't, you know, and then want you to listen to them and their way before you listen to God. They crazy. Sit on down, devil. How I'm going to listen to you? You ain't even in what position are you? What rights do you have for me to listen to you? You can't even give me a business plan if it costs your life. You can't even tell me anything about setting up a business if it costs your life. You need to sit down and be taught. Stop allowing people to tell you how to run your businesses, and they ain't never owned one. They ain't never opened up one. They never been in supervisory or positions. They can't tell you jack. Only thing they can tell you is what they heard. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm dealing with some noise. You know, the devil, he's a whole bald-faced liar. Bald-faced liar. When I tell you he hate me, I hate him too. I don't know about y'all. So that should be communication between you and God first. You need to ask God. God, these people say you sent them. You told them to come. You know, ask them, Lord, did you send them? Or are they just for a season to get you to your destiny? Or will they be the ones that will be loyal and remain? You need to know. We must understand God is sending some, and some the devil sent. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to know. Stop talking about where the Lord sent them. And they told you, well, I'm going to only be here for a season. So they let you know they're not going to be with you long. They let you know what their intent is. And some of their intent is not good. Some of their intent is to sabotage or be a saboteur of your ministry, to tear it, to bust that thing up. And you got to understand, there are some people that come into your life. Let me talk to y'all for a minute about this. I had the pleasure of being an associate with a couple of people that were lady female pastors, all right, and they sat on major platforms. So when the ladies were single, they would have them to come. They'll have their spiritual daughters to come. Spiritual daughters was coming to their houses maybe three times a week, cleaning up the house, hanging new curtains, whatever the work that she wanted, anything different, they were doing it, right? And just doing everything, you know. And they were faithful to their leader. I'm telling you, they were so faithful. And you know, and I'm not saying she had no spell on them. I'm not saying none of that. because they wanted to do it. You know, that's part of being a servant. If I can wash your feet, surely, as if I needed you to, you could come to my house and bring me some soup. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just giving, you know. And so, but these ladies, I don't know what happened. They began to be her armor bearer, and one of them was her seer, that I can remember the title. And so when the lady got a man, all this stuff changed, right? So the man also was in ministry. And so they began to merge their churches. So the armor bearer and the seer began to feel slighted because now she was allowing his leaders to come in and do stuff. And they were feeling slighted because they would be, so when they go over there, they probably have been already there cooking and cleaning and gone on, you know, to something else. So they were feeling slighted, even in the church service. They were being called on. And they, you know, the merging of the church, the man's leaders would be called on, and hers wasn't. And so they felt slighted. And so, you know, they were just getting, say, they had anniversaries, or they were giving out things, and they gave everyone of his, all of his leaders something, but they didn't give them anything. And they had been there with, you know, her for 10, 12 years, all right? So that's a long time to be in a ministry. I admire that. Because, you know, some people don't be in a ministry 3 months. And when you're under a person like me, when I deliverance ministry, if they be with you 6 months, oh, Lord, you look out now. You're doing a little something. If they be with you a year, uh-oh, look out now. You're doing a little bit something. But, you know, 10 years and plus, you know, that's amazing. Because people just don't last. So anyway, but listen, that damaged those women because, one, they began to lead the church slowly but surely, one after the other. And they, you know, and then so what had happened is, do y'all think by any chance that they were spoiled because they had all of her time, even by coming over there them 3 days, he had children, you know, grown children or whatever, by coming over there 3 times a week to clean up and a 4th time that she was having something at her home. Do you think that they, you know, were spoiled and then now because she has a man? People see, that's another thing. People don't want you to, they down with you as long as it's them. But let somebody else come aboard. Let a new member come to the team. Or let a man come in your life and you showing that man more attention than what you're showing them. They trip. They get all out of character. They act a plum fool. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Glory to God. So, but I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if it was the husband. Well, it wasn't a husband then, but then they eventually got married. So they began to leave, right, the ministry. So, but they're damaged goods. They didn't want to go to church ever again. They were out of the church. They were out of the church scene. They was out of the church. One of them was for 7 years. Then another one was out for maybe a year and a half, and then she went and joined another church. But their loyalty was damaged. They couldn't even be loyal in the churches that they are in. They in and out, in and out, in and out. They join a ministry, they out the next month. If some don't go right, they out. So they're not planning anymore. So do you think it was because I'm gonna say this? Sometimes, y'all, you can't always put it on the leader. Listen, anytime you are in a friendship, relationship, kinship, a business ship, or whatever kind of ship, you need to convey what you're feeling, and so that things can be better, you need not to get an attitude, get nasty with your leader or the leaders or the owners of these companies. You need to be able to have a door that you can go in every time something doesn't seem right, where you can have their ear, and maybe y'all can get things resolved. I believe that friendship that they had could have been resolved had they been able to tell her. With her not getting mad with them. And even if she got mad, just listen, I've been here with you 10 to 12 years. I remember when you ain't have nothing. Amen. And we helped you. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, it's always a better way to do something. All right? But some of you think that because your pastor of your church may make you a leadership position over the matrons and the deacon board. I mean, I'm not saying the deacon board, Lord forgive me, because that's not true. But I'm being funny. But over the play sale and all of this, you think now you got more authority than the pastor. Now you calling the shots. Listen here, you better sit your tail down somewhere and get you some knowledge. When your leaders give you positions, it's only because, one, they trying to see what you're working with. Sometimes they're trying to see if you're going to be able to stand the heat. Some of you, y'all quit at everything you do in life. And this same job, what your leaders may give you, you're going to quit it as well, because you don't know how to function in an environment that may not always be conducive for you. Amen. Sometimes the environment may not be conducive at first. You got to work your way through. Do you quit your job every time you get on it? Some of you can't stay on a job because your attitude, your behavior is all out of whack. You don't want nobody telling you nothing. You think you know it all, and you need to sit yourself down. People ain't got to deal with your nasty attitude and keep a job. There's many people that are looking for a job. Amen. So you thinking because you get smart with me and I'm your employer that I got to keep you that bump. Honey, baby, I'll let you walk. Run on back out that door with the papers you came in with. Amen. Because you don't have to tolerate disrespect. I'm not going to tolerate it, and I'm not going to dish it. I respect you, and you're going to respect me. Amen. As an adult. But when you got childlike, slow, retarded accent, dumb, don't have a brain to think, and don't have no knowledge, ain't been trained, don't have no upbringing, ain't just all out the door, you do stupid stuff. Instead of getting yourself in a position for God to elevate you. If we don't put ourselves in a position to be elevated, we're going to always be at the bottom. Amen. Always. You gotta posture yourself and work your way up. It's because it does you no good to be in a position and you can't even work the position you got. How are you going to elevate? Oh, you think it's going to fall out the sky? I came to tell you tonight, no, it's not. You're going to have to learn how to get along with folks. You're going to have to learn how to do your job and do it well. Come on here. Because, see, you don't need, it's the same, same, how y'all get on these Caucasian people jobs, these Jews jobs, these Asian jobs, and you in the back, they're hiding you in the back. You can't come out front. Oh, yeah, I said it. And y'all get on their job and you slave like a dog. You work like a Hebrew slave. And I'm talking about you give them your best years. And you go home at night to your husband. And you won't even ask. And you, when he come home, he might even he want to rub your feet up. Put some water. I mean, you know, have your bath water ready. You can't even ask the man how was his day. You don't even say, well, baby, I'm a cook for you. Just let me get my shower. You jumping on his neck. You talking nasty to him, but you were slaving for that Caucasian man. Listen, slave for your man. Glory to God. Y'all don't understand. Y'all don't even know how to keep a man. And some of you said, I don't want no man because they dog me out. Well, baby, guess what? Every man is not going to dog you out. We got to stop that cliche. Stop that lie from the pit of hell. Just because you've been dogged out by one man, that don't mean it's all. Amen. Amen. Now, y'all get it. Yeah, I said it, and if you wanna challenge me, let's go. Amen. Stop that. Because you cannot treat me based off of how somebody else did you. Treat me based off of how I treat you, not by how somebody was low down to you or didn't respect you, didn't overlook you all the time. And I'm giving you my time to try to help you, and then you want to talk nasty to me, baby, you will see my hand. I'll keep it up. I'll put the peace sign up. See ya. You know, we ain't nobody got to go through that. Y'all don't understand. How are you going to ever own your own businesses when you can't even get along with the people at McDonald's? You can't even get along with the people at the donut place. You can't. Everywhere you go is chaos. Everywhere you go is mess. Will y'all listen to this? What the problem is you. If every job you get on is mess, trouble. This one don't like you. That one don't like you. This, that, this. They always talk about you. It's you. You the problem. Because I'm telling you, I've had some great professors in my life. I've had some great teachers in my life. Amen. I thank God I ain't had to have no tutors, but my brother did tutor me in algebra at first till I got it. Amen. You know, in the ninth grade. Glory to God. But anywho, but what I'm saying to you is, the Bible says the student is never greater than the teacher, right? But there's still nothing wrong with you learning everything you can learn. Some of you, you don't want to learn nothing. Some of you, you don't want, listen, it don't take all that. Yes, it does, because knowledge is power. The more knowledge you got, the more power you got. The less knowledge you got, the less stuff you're going to have. You understand? And I'm not saying that you say, well, so what are you saying, that I got to have a college degree? No, I would never say that. Because guess what? I understand, because I have millionaire friends, and some of them didn't even have a third degree, third grade level of education. So no, I'm not going to say that, because what's on you and what's in you should be able to work for you. Come on here, and in a more excellent way. So they had momentum, they had a drive, they had tenacity to get up out there, do nothing, and do something and make something of themselves. But you want it brought to you. You want somebody to bring home the bacon, fry it in the pan, bring home the money. You want somebody to bring in the wealth to you and sit it at your feet. You ain't got no knowledge how to keep it if I brought it to you. Lord have mercy. Woo! Y'all mad at me. I can feel it. Guess what? You'll be all right, because somebody needs to tell you. I'm going to tell you what your teacher should have told you. I'm going to tell you what your professor should have told you. Amen. There's nothing wrong with starting at the bottom. Because, see, let me tell you something. When you try to start at a place, at a pace or at a speed where you yourself are the only ones on that pace and speed, and you have nobody that you can ever call on because you're trying to be always up there, you will crash. You will be a crash dummy. Listen, two is always better than one. Two is always better than one. Because when I'm weak at, that's when my husband is made strong. Or where I'm strong at, he's weak. You know what I'm saying? We balance each other out. He may be strong in one area, and I may sure enough be weak in that area. And then I may be strong over here, and then he may be weak, right? So you should always balance things out. So God wants you to, pray. A lot of you don't like to pray, and that's the thing that will mess up any job, because you don't pray about it. Well, I'm going to take the abuse. You ain't got to take it. I would never tell you to stay in a marriage and a man beating on you, beating on the children. I would never tell you to stay in a marriage and he's sleeping with your kids. Come on here. I would never tell you to stay in a marriage and I'm telling you, you a first lady and your eyes black. You have to wear shades every Sunday where he done beat them red. You know what I'm saying? I would never tell you to stay. Baby, you better run. Forrest, run and don't look back. It's better for you to leave with your children alive than for you to stay and die and nobody, and neither one of you will be there to raise the kids, because he's going to prison. Make it make sense. Or he shoot himself, or he shoots his own self. You know, so we got to be, y'all got to use your brain. Some of you parents, you need a whooping. You need a spanking. You are trying to let everybody in the world raise your children but you. You should be the parent. You should be the, if anything else, that your voice should be what they hear louder than anybody else's. Yeah, I'm talking real good. I'm talking better than y'all sharing. I'm talking better than y'all saying something. Listen, any of the business ventures that I may have had, and I had people that worked for me, their voices should never ring louder than mine when it came to my children. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So y'all need to get on your job. You don't stop praying. You only pray when something happens. You got to pray daily. Not just in the morning. But you got to pray morning, noon, night, throughout the day, throughout the night. Glory to God. God wants you to be strategic in prayer. Because, you know, there are sometimes, people will appear as the real devil. And if they appear as the real devil, then, listen, don't let your eyes fool you. They are the devil. See, also a person's true colors will eventually come out. You know, just, you know, disagree with them. Just disagree with them. Tell them one time, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with what you're doing. I don't agree with your lifestyle. and see what you see if they don't get back in your tail. See if they don't come for your neck. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God on tonight. I'm getting ready to stop. Amen. I'm getting ready to stop. Hallelujah. But the Father, you guys, you know, do not listen. Don't let other people's voice ring louder than God's, okay? And God, you know, he wants you to listen. You know, he wants you to listen. You know, the Father is speaking heavily in this hour. And we can hear him loud and clear. I don't know about y'all. I'm hearing him loud and clear. You can look at things. Y'all know time is up. Come on. How long? How much longer? How much stuff you going to take from the devil? You mean to tell me you going to rock and be fighting the devil every day? Come on now. I'm talking about fighting him. We fight him every day because we you know, yeah, that's our job. I'm talking about those of you who serve him. I ain't talking about the believers. I'm talking about the ones who serve the devil. You fight with him every day. He's not advancing you. He don't play fair. He don't like you either. Glory to God. Y'all, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. But I want y'all to know that don't ever give your team members more precedence than you do God. Or your failures will be quick and sudden. If you put them above God, you put your husband above God, which you are supposed to, wise. Let me go back and clear that up. Because the structure and the order of family that God gave is the husband is the head of the church. Well, let me go back. God is the head of the husband. The husband is the head of the wife. The wife is the head of the children. So when it comes to marriage, God is the center of our marriage. As wives, your job is to please your husband. And as you please your husband, you're pleasing the Lord. Husband's job is to please God, okay? And his job is to love you like Christ loved the church. Amen. That's truth all by itself, and I'm going to end there on tonight. We may pick back up. We'll see. Amen. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Amen. So listen, and being a team player, I'm a team player. I structure team. I can structure it, and however, you know, the best what's going to be best for me. But guess what? I will never, ever ask people to do something that I can't do for myself. I pride myself on that. Never, ever asking you to do something that I can't do. Amen, 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 amen. So listen, we want to thank y'all. Hope you guys got something tonight. I really do. Hope you guys were blessed by the word. Amen. So at this time, we're going to go ahead and close out. We're going to close out. We're going to go to the phone line. Amen, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Amen, we want you to open up these phone lines so we can do what we do best. Amen, and that's hear from the Lord and speak words of exaltation into the lives of his people. Amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. All right, good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle, but first let me go back. I want y'all to come on with your name, city, and state. Let me know where you're chiming in from. Amen. And if you have a prayer request, I want you to tell me then. And we're going to see what the Lord has to say. Amen. All right. Good Amen. Evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
This is Jemiah Hunter calling from Mobile, Alabama.
Woo-hoo! God bless you on tonight.
I want to tell you I enjoyed the show tonight, and I'm looking forward to next week's show.
Amen. I accept. Thank you so much for tuning in. Amen. Amen. God, Lord, have mercy. Mm-hmm. I want you to know this, though, that the hand of the Lord is on your life, and you cannot escape. Okay? There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. You can't escape it. Okay? And that is the word of the Lord for you on tonight. I want you to let that word hide that word in your heart. Hide it in your heart.
So I may Amen. Not sin against God. Amen.
Come on. Come on.
We love you.
Love you more. God bless you. Hallelujah. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle.
Hi, this is Corinne calling from Texas.
Hi, how are you on tonight?
I'm well. I thank you. The devil was busy, so I kept getting an error when I was trying to log on, but Jemiah got me on the call. So I was able to listen, and I appreciate that word.
Amen. I want you to know where you're at. You already know it. Listen, you ought to know I got you covered.
I can't let them win, you know. Honey, the day has been what has ever been in my life, but I can't give up. And I do know I'm surviving for greater, and God won't put nothing on me.
That's right. He'll never put more on you than what you can bear. Let me pray for you right quick. Father, we thank you for Corinne right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, look upon your servant on today, God. Lord God, I thank you that you are with her wherever so she go, Father. Continue to watch over the children. Lord God, make every crooked place straight for them. Lord God, I ask that you protect them, oh God. Lord God, I ask that you allow the enemy to back up. Lord God, we ask that you push the enemy back in Jesus' name on their behalf, Father. Lord, we thank you right now for what you're doing. It's my God today. Lord, have mercy. The enemy, my God, by Sunday, can I tell you something? You don't get mad. I don't care if you get mad. All hell has been thrown at you.
Mom, I tried to get you to call me. They told folks I'm coming to Mobile selling pills. Thursday on tomorrow, I got to do a drug test and alcohol test. Say I give DJ the 7-year-old liquor. Honey, I said, ma'am, do you understand what you're telling me? I said, y'all can pull my house bank. I'm not on no drugs. I can never get no drugs. You know, but whoever on me, they on me. They on me and he.
No. Hold up. I need you to listen. I don't need you to talk. Yeah, you did tell me to call you, but I've been, you know, some things have been going on much bigger than me, so I couldn't do, you know. But if you had to text me, I could text you back different things, you know. But here it is. Listen to this. I said all hell has been thrown at you. I'm telling you, Satan is fighting you himself because he knows this. Here's the thing. Satan knows either two things. If you stay under me, you either going to get delivered and set free, or you're going to go on out there. Either I'm going to draw you into God, or I'm going to drive you right. I mean, or the spirit that you, because you want to stay with bound, it'll drive you right on back out that door. So hell has been thrown at you. But what you got to do is every day get up like you do. Show up. You know what I'm saying? And there's some things that you're going to have to do in between. You know, there's some, a lot of different things. You know, you got to go on the fast. The Bible says some of these things don't come out but by fasting and prayer. All right, we're already on a 14-day fast, but right now we're doing a praise fast for 7 days. Then the next one would be with the food or whatever. But, you know, I'll send you the information. But anyway, I pray that the Lord will continue to cover your home. Amen. Cover your vehicle. Everything that pertains to you that he will cover. Cover your life in Jesus' name. And I thank God tonight that you will rest and rest in him. Hallelujah. The Bible says, cast your cares upon him. Talking about God. For he careth for you. God cares for you. Even when it looks like you ain't got nobody but yourself and you in it alone, God is in it with you. God cares for you. All right? Well, listen, I thank you for tuning in. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Caller, you're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. Good evening. This is Minister KB from the Brookhaven location. How are you? I appreciate that word on tonight. Pastor, thank you.
Amen. Amen. All is well, Minister KB. I want you to say that with me. All is well.
All is well.
I need you to say it.
Come on. All is well.
Come on.
All is well.
Come on.
All is well.
Even in your home.
All is well.
Even on your dog.
Yes, Lord.
Even in your vehicle.
Yes, Lord.
Come on. Keep going.
All is well.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. God say to tell you things are lining up. Things
Amen.
Are lining
Amen.
Up. Amen. And so just hide
Amen.
That word in your heart. Keep it in your heart. Keep it in your heart.
All
Amen.
All is well.
Amen. Amen. Yes, it is.
Amen.
We
don't.
We say it. We say it. But
yes.
sometimes we really don't know how powerful when I you know, because I know y'all had to learn me. A lot of y'all, when y'all was coming on the prayer line, you had to learn me. And when I would say, you say, how you doing today? And I say, all is well. I may not feel like it, but I confess it till I feel it. Come on here. It may be hell for me to get
Amen.
Up that morning. It
Amen.
May be my body to be racking with pain. But I tell y'all all is well because I'm going to declare and decree. I'm going to have what I say. And all is going to be well. And I may not feel it right then,
Amen.
Honey, but
Amen.
All is going to be well. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes,
so
yes,
when you can
yes,
begin
Lord.
To change the words, if you can begin to change your tongue, if you can begin to change what you say, come on here. You'll have what you say, whether it's good or bad. Speak life.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Love you on tonight. Talk to you later. God bless you.
I love you more.
Amen. Good evening, Colin. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Mama. Calling in.
Come on.
It's Ronnie's calling in from Houston, Texas.
Amen. God bless you on tonight. God bless you on
bless
tonight.
You.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good
Amen.
To have you on with me on tonight. That same word goes for you as well. All is well.
Yes, ma'am.
Say it.
All is well. Thank you, Lord.
Come on. I need you to say it like you know it.
All is well. All
say
is
it with
well.
Some confidence.
All is well.
When Satan on your trail.
All is well.
When Satan fighting you.
All is well.
When Satan trying to play with your mind.
All is well.
When Satan trying to make your kids be sick.
All is well.
My
day, Amen. All is well. All is well. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Love you on tonight. Talk to you later.
Love
God
you
bless
too.
You. Amen. Good evening, Carly. On the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi. And I thank you for that word. I receive it. All is well in Jesus' name. I believe that in Jesus' name.
I hear the Lord say, for he'll never put more on you than what you can bear.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord.
He'll never put more on you than what you can bear. I don't care if how hard it seems. I don't care how when you're like, Lord, how I'm going to do this. I ain't did this in over 30, 40 years. I'm just saying. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Amen.
But God will never put more on you than what you can bear. And when
Amen.
You can't bear it, he'll give you a way of escape. Hi, yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Woo.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
I foresee
yes,
it
Lord.
For myself. Amen.
Yes.
I love you on tonight.
Yes,
God bless you. Thank you for
love
tuning in.
Love you more in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Good evening, Carly. On the air with the apostle. I'm rushing now. I'm moving fast.
Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. How you doing on tonight? This is Minister Casey. I just thank you for the word on tonight. You blessed my soul on tonight. That was a good word, and I'm glad I was tuned in to hear it.
Amen. God bless you. And again, thank you for tuning in. Amen. Stay in position. Amen. That's your word for tonight. Stay in
Amen.
Position. Amen. Good Amen. Evening, Carly. You're on the air with the apostle. I'm sorry, Casey. You have a good evening here, Minister Casey.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Last call. Good evening, calling you on the air with the apostle.
Good evening. Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. This is Jamaica calling live from school. How are you this evening? Calling Mobile, Alabama.
Amen. God bless you on your five-hour class on tonight. Amen. That chemistry, micro, what is it? Well, anyway.
Microbiology and lab.
Yes. God bless you, honey. I'm so glad I'm past that. I don't know what to do. Jesus, thank you. But, honey, listen, God, you need to say all is well.
All is well.
In my health. all is well in my health,
in my
mind, in my soul. All is well in my finances, in my family. All is well.
Keep going.
All is well in my business. All is well.
All is well in relationship.
All is well in relationship.
In ministry.
In ministry.
Friendship.
Friendship. School.
Yes.
All is
yes,
well.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. This is your year for supernatural success, Jamaica. I say it's supernatural. You're the last caller today, so I'm going to give you one more second. Supernatural. Supernatural success. Whereas you could have been going to be successful, we know that's going to take a period of time. You know, some people don't come successful overnight. You know, success takes time. Okay, let's be real. I'm never going to tell anybody that I helped set up their business that it's going to be overnight. No, it takes years. But what I will say to you, the Lord said a supernatural success. Meaning he's going to put the super with your natural. And what might have taken you 5 to 10 years going to be like a year or a year and a half. And you're going to see the supernatural success. And I'm telling you.
Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus.
I'm telling
Thank you. Lord Jesus.
I'm telling
Thank
you.
You
all
Thank
these
you.
Different places. The incorporations. After you do all of. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to tell you this, and it's heavy. And I don't know how you're going to feel about it, but I can see you allowing people to franchise into your stuff. They may own it, but they had to buy your name. And because they bought your name, you got a stake in it too. You understand what I'm saying? It's just probably a place. Say, for example, you may not want to go there. So, for an example, say you may not want to live in Jamaica. But there's some Jamaicans over there got some money, and they want to franchise what you're doing into what you're doing.
Amen.
And I'm just saying. So what if Colonel Dixon, whatever that man name, Colonel, the Kentucky Fried Chicken man that never let nobody franchise, you wouldn't have them all over the world. What if McDonald's would have been just for one family? Now you got more African Americans owning McDonald's all over the globe, especially in when I was in Boston, Massachusetts, man, oh, man, there are so many African-American, I mean, that man, that his wife, they own them all. But I'm just saying, so many different chains. So I'm telling you, God's going to make it like that. That generational wealth ain't going to be just here, there, and, you know, sporadic. I'm talking about people, a household name. I'm talking about people wanting to franchise into what you got going on because it's going to be totally different than anything that they have ever seen before in that industry. And that's only because you are allowing God to process you out. You're allowing God to allow him to let use your mind to think. You know, for he said, I will give you witty inventions, creative ideas. And that's what's taking place. Write the vision.
Amen.
Make it plain. Those who behind you, coming behind you, will run with that vision. But you got to make sure it's plain. Amen? All right,
Amen.
Guys. That is it for me on tonight. Dr. Kimmy Kim, it's been real. Sure. I appreciate you guys. Listen, y'all meet me here next week, same Jesus station, same time. I love you guys. Shalom.
So see you on here. Call me regular. Make sure you hung them closer. Hello? Okay. Look, ain't you the one with...
cross so that I can be free. I'm came because of your grace. You are amazing. You are amazing.
Couldn't find